Harford, White, Fleming. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24-7, Brendan Goddard after 7 in the inner sanctum from the Bombers. Scotty Gullen with us as well. Coach of Melbourne City, Warren Joyce, will join us for the first time on the program this morning too, which is fantastic. And Paul Upham to preview the Jeff Horn-Manny Pacquiao fight on Sunday from Fox Sports. So looking forward to catching up with Paul a little bit later on. The early mail not too far away either. But the cycling season is in full swing. The European cycling season is in full swing. And the Tour de France not too far away. In fact, we'll be all over that here on The Breakfast Club with John Trevorrow giving us daily updates in the program, which will be fantastic. And we'll be paying particular attention to the performance of Orica Scott, our very own team. And Matt White, the sporting director of Orica Scott, joined us on the program this morning. G'day, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
We are very, very excited about, obviously, the tour coming up. It's been a big season already for Orica Scott. Just before we get to the tour, how have you assessed the performance of the team in the build-up?
Mate, we've had a great year. We just notched a 22nd win of the year yesterday with the Canadian Time Trial Championships. Had a really solid Classics period and Giro d'Italia, and yeah, we're getting on to the meaty end of the season here with the Tour de France and then obviously the Vuelta a España later in the year.
Is it do you sense a different mindset and attitude, I suppose, from the riders when they know that this, as you said, getting to the meaty end of the year and there's a fair bit on offer in terms of prestige and cycling credential?
Look, a lot of people don't realise we've actually got a season that lasts for more than 10 months. We start off in Australia with the national championships and Tour Down Under in January, and we don't finish a season this year until the 24th of October in China. So, look, it's a big season, and then unless you're a hardcore cycling fan, a lot of people miss big chunks of our season. But this is a big part of the year with the Giro and the three Grand Tours, the Giro, the Tour, and the Vuelta. But the screws do get turned for this part of the year. It's our biggest event on the calendar, and we've got a very motivated squad for this month of July.
I wanted to ask you, Matt, about where it sits, the Tour de France, because I think from a general sports fan, everyone thinks of this as the Wimbledon of tennis or the British Open of golf. What is it that much more significant than, say, the Giro or some of the other big events?
I think in the cycling world, A little bit more, because look, it's our only global cycling event. Everyone in the world watches the Tour de France, and people who don't follow cycling, they know the tour's on, they follow the tour, and no matter where you are in this world, it gets coverage. So it is the biggest event on the calendar. But as far as significance in our 10-month season, it does have a little bit special importance. But we do have a lot of races that do carry a lot of character and do carry a lot of significance, and this is obviously the biggest one.
And what about the goals for the team for the tour? Are you looking for team status, or are you looking for individual status? What's the aim this year for the 2017 edition?
Look, this is the first time this team has gone to the Tour de France without a sprint focus. We've got some great young general classification riders this year, and look, the goals for us this year, we won the white jersey last year with Adam Yates, which is the best young rider, so the best rider under 26 years of age. And we're going to go this year with his twin brother, Simon Yates. So the goal is to try to win the white jersey with his brother this year. Yep. And then we've got young Esteban Chavez, who finished second in the Giro d'Italia last year, third in the Tour of Spain. And look, it's his first Tour de France, and he's had some problems earlier in the year, which is all behind him now. But he's coming into the tour as very much an unknown of his performance as far as general classification. But look, he's in a good place at the moment, and it's going to be a great experience for him. So look, we would love to win a stage. Most teams come in here with the goal of trying to win a stage. There's only 20 stages, and a lot of teams are going to miss out on a goal. But look, a stage win and the white jersey, we would leave here in 3 weeks' time with both of the boxes ticked.
I'm glad you mentioned my man Esteban Chavez. I just love saying his name, Matt, let alone watching him cycle. He's a terrific athlete. Do you have the support around him to let him achieve his full potential this time around at the tour?
Yeah, we have, mate, and that's the reason why we've gone without a sprinter this year. Esteban is going to achieve some big things at the tour. Now, whether it's this year, we've got to wait 12 more months. But we're supporting him and Simon with a great group around him. And look, a lot of people who don't follow cycling and don't follow our team in depth. We had a great buy last year with Roman Kruisinger. He finished ninth in the Tour de France last year, and he's finished three times himself. And he's come to the Tour de France with a specific goal. He came to this team to pass on that knowledge to our younger guys. And he's going to be my captain on the road there, especially on the mountain stages. We've got Matty Hayman there on the flat stages. And he's going to be really crucial for what we want to achieve over the next month.
It's not far away. It's a long event. It's over 3 weeks. Are you ready to go now? Is there still some tinkering that needs to be done, planning, or it's all systems go and you've just got to wait for that first day?
Oh, look, we're ready to go, that's for sure. That's probably the longest 3 days, longest couple of days of the Tour de France are probably between now and Saturday when it kicks off. Because we've been preparing for this race for a long period of time. And it's just that nervous sort of tension there before the race kicks off. So it's an exciting time. And we're in Germany. Actually, the Tour de France starts in Dusseldorf on Saturday. So we're not in France yet. But we're going to expect some big, big crowds. It's been 12 years since we've been in Germany for the Tour de France. I think the Grand Depart on Saturday is going to be pretty big, pretty special. It always is as a tour, but I think starting off in Germany is going to be something incredible.
And for the ones that are going to be, or that are listening at the moment and will be up late at night watching every night, who are the two or three to watch? Who are the ones to catch for overall classification?
Well, I think we've got a really good chance for an Australian to win the Tour de France since the first time since Cadel Evans. I think Richie Porte is going to go into the Tour as one of the big favourites. I think with him, Chris Froome, Nora Quintana, the little Colombian, I think those are the three favourites pre-race. And it's going to be a pretty exciting time for Australia because not only have we got an Aussie team in Orica Scott, we've got the first time since Cadel retired as an Australian can win the Tour de France. And we dreamt of a Tour de France winner for such a long period of time, and then Cadel finally got the job done, and we're not that far away from the second winner.
Well, that's plenty of incentive for all the Aussie cycling fans to be up watching the Tour for the next 3 weeks, let alone the fact we've got our very own team at Orica Scott as part of it. Just before I let you go, Matt, and we do appreciate your time, the credibility, the status of Orica Scott on the global stage now, it's come seemingly from outside. It's come so far so quickly. You mentioned before you had your 22nd win for the season. Is it getting credibility and status on the international tour and people really respecting what we are doing at Orica Scott?
Yeah, look, mate, it is. We really came on the second, really as opportunists. We have a budget, and we had a certain group of riders. We could achieve certain goals, and we certainly have evolved over the last couple of years. And we've been ranked in the top five for the last 3 or 4 years now. So as far as our world rankings and every Grand Tour we go to, we're now going with a genuine prospect for running top 10. And we've won a hell of a lot of races with our sprint guys as well, with the likes of Caleb Ewan and other guys. So, we've been chipping along. We've been chipping at it for the last few years, and we've certainly evolved into a lot more dynamic team and a lot more well-balanced team than we started with. Before, we knew what we could win, and we really went after that. But now our horizons are a little bit more broader than when we started.
Well, it's a great opportunity again to showcase your wares on the global stage for the big tour when everyone's watching, Matt. We wish you the best of luck. We appreciate your time, and we'll be certainly paying attention and watching you very closely for the next 3 weeks. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a really exciting time for Australian cycling, and not just us, but like I said before, with Richie Porte, and our team is a lot to follow in the month of July.
We'll be all over it. Appreciate your time. Matt White, Orica Scott Sporting Director, ahead of the Tour de France. It is a great time of year. I love the tour. And the coverage is unbelievable.
Who's your favourite cyclist again? I can't remember his name.
Mr. Bachavez. He's my man.
Now, I know we're about to chat to someone who's just walked into the studio, but just going back, Flem, to the cricket discussion, news is coming through that there has been an email sent to cricketers warning them that if they were to play in any kind of disapproved cricket, they face 6-month bans.
What's disapproved cricket?
How can they, if they haven't got a contract, how can they get banned?
Well, that's a good question too, David.
I don't understand
what's going on. So there was an email that has been sent out pretty much overnight.
I just don't think that's going to help the relationship.
I wouldn't have thought so. Just wouldn't have thought.
No, that's ill-timed, I would have thought.